Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, along with my co-host, Mike Reynolds, who is back from his vacation. Welcome back, Mike.
Hey, Terry, what's going on? What's going on, everybody? I'm glad to be back.
Look, we missed you. We missed you. Welcome back.
I miss you, too.
Yeah. Sure you did. let me welcome to the chat room, Miss Anita Ross. Anita, thank you for joining us. Glad you could hang out with us today. A couple of guests are in the chat room. Joe from Germany. Tony Exum Jr., welcome all to the chat room. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com. Click on Sheldon Reynolds' name, and that will bring you right into the chat room. You can also call in and speak with Sheldon on 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485. Guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter Sheldon Reynolds was a member of Earth, Wind, and Fire for 14 years. This month, Sheldon released a tribute CD to the legendary group called Feel Good. Called Feel Good. Sheldon Reynolds, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, how you doing?
Ooh, listen to that voice. Say that again.
hey, how you doing?
Ooh, listen to that. Where is Lori at when she needs to be on listen to the she needs to be in the chat room now listening to your voice. Welcome to the show, Sheldon. So happy to have you
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here and glad to be of support and where I can.
All right. Well, congratulations on this CD. Feel Good. Great CD. I love the music.
Well, thank you. It was, it was previous to me being there. It was created, and I'm just honoring it, you know.
All right. Well, now let's start with you joined Earth, Wind, and Fire in 1987.
I know, right? You old, dude. Poor man.
1987, for 14 years you were with them. How did you come to be a part of the group?
Oh, my. That's a long one. If I can sum it up some kind of way, it's I met Maurice about 3 years before that, 2 years before that, and had a chance to work with him on his solo album that he did. And we stayed in touch and just bonded because we were writing together at that point, and it just seemed like we were, you know, had a chemistry that, you know, he had been looking for from a, you know, singer, guitar player, and all that stuff, and writer. And we just hit it off, and one night he called me and he said, look, I'm not sure if you're interested, but I'm putting the group back together, and a couple guys may not want to come back, so if you're interested, then I jokingly said, no, not really. And I got real quiet. And I didn't even say that, then I got scared. I was like, no, I'm just kidding. So we ended up, that was like early 87, actually, I think it was. And I didn't actually leave and go to the Earth, Wind, and Fire until August that year, and I had to be quiet about it because it was, you know, something we had planned. But, you know, sometimes you can't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, the the hardest secret in the world, since the Noahs were Earth, Wind, and Fire and couldn't tell nobody.
Wow. And for 14 years, what was that experience like for you?
I mean, it's the ultimate, just like the name suggests. It was the ultimate of elements. I mean, you had all the emotions in the music, all the, how do you say it? All the emotions in the music, all the experiences of, you know, the big time shows and all that stuff. So, you know, I think what stood out most is that you could be proud of who you're with, and you could, you know, I could bring my parents to the show and my kids, and you know, it was, you know, you felt good about what you were doing more than just the ego trip of the star group and all that stuff, you know.
Okay.
Now, prior to that, you also played with the Commodores.
Right.
Now, going from the Commodores going to Earth, Wind, and Fire, I mean, these are some mega groups. Now, how did you know, what was the feeling of going from playing with Lionel and those guys and then going to Earth, Wind, and Fire? Like, you know, I'm like, you know, those are two big groups.
Yeah, I mean, it was the joy of a lifetime, in the sense that these were not only the two biggest groups at the time, you know, they were also both dedicated to excellence, which was a great lesson in, you know, coming to L.A. and trying to, you know, make your craft and do the best you can do. These groups had seen and done everything, so they had already sort of paved the way to say, okay, here's how you do that, here's how you do this, and here's a way that has worked, and, you know, keep your class level right and keep yourself in check, you know. And they were like big brothers, you know, in a sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to ask you this, being that you play with groups like the Commodores and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Now, today we have don't have that many groups out now. There's a lot of kids, they're
right.
Doing solo acts and, you know, just rappers and stuff like that. How do you feel about the fact that there's a lack of bands now, like total, just like a band, not just a guy with his band, but a total one band?
Yeah, that's sort of a reflection of the times. I mean, it's deeper than just the music business. That reflects on, I mean, it's reflected by the society. I mean, we're in a me, myself, and I society for all too often nowadays. So you don't have people sticking together through the thick and thin as much as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that goes into, you know, marriages and everything else, and economy, all of it. You know, if we pool our efforts together, we'll succeed quicker than a lot of times than if we're trying to do it all by ourselves.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
The way society has, you know, sort of transformed over these last 30, 40 years, it's become an I society. So we have to take it as a responsibility to try to work together, you know, and be patient enough to let it happen, because it takes a lot of patience. I mean, you know, in relationships of all types, to stick it, you know, stick through the worst parts and try to make it to the better part. And in a group, you know, a music group is the same, because if you got no success, they tell you, leave that group, they ain't no good. And if you get successful, everybody is pulling you from the side, saying, you're the one that makes them successful, you need to go on your own.
That's right.
So either way, you know, it's a pressure to try to stick together, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how long was this CD, this tribute CD, Feel Good? How long was this in the making?
It's actually a combination of a couple things. It was partnering from a previous tribute I had done. We just remixed a lot of it and remastered and added some stuff or whatever. And then we added some songs that were done last year and actually this year. My wife is singing one song called Touch Me that we did about 3 months ago. And then we had the Feel Good title cut was done with a church choir called Sounds of Sunrise. And that was recorded like on Christmas. And the original track was written last year. So we added some stuff, and, you know, it had been a project that had been sort of in the works before, but never got any attention. So we thought, you know, let's try this again with the right people behind it and see if we can you know, we get, you know, the company we're working with, Groove Shark, On the One Records, and the whole team, iTunes and all that, and let's see if we can, you know, touch people with this, because it's really so special because of the who we're tributing to, and mm-hmm. we want to make sure that, you know, people get touched by something that makes them feel good. No pun intended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, the people that you chose to help you with this tribute, you have Jordan Albright on the CD. Keyboardist Larry Dunn. Now, how did you come about picking who you wanted to actually be on this tribute and help out?
You know, it kind of comes down to chemistry. Larry is like my big brother, and he is what I call the most devoted spirit ever to be in Earth, Wind, and Fire, from the musical sense, from the dedication and all that. And that was just a no-brainer. I mean, actually, it started with me and Morris Pleasure trying to put it all together. And he's like the Black Beethoven, I call him. Just unbelievable talent on anything. And then one day I was like, I wanted Larry to be on it, but I knew, you know, I didn't know if he would be, you know, wanting to be bothered. So I didn't know if he wanted to be involved in something like this or not. But I called him up and he said, "What you been waiting on?" So I just like, well, okay, I'm gonna send you 12,000 songs then. and we were working on some other projects at the time, so it just kind of timing was perfect. And I mean, you just can't do a tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire without Larry Dunn. It just doesn't make any sense, you know.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to play the title track to the CD, Feel Good, but I would like to read a couple of things, just a couple mm-hmm. of fun facts about Earth, Wind, and Fire. They won 6 Grammy Awards, 4 American Music Awards. They have been inducted into the NAACP Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, and the Hollywood's Rock Walk. What is that? Right. The Hollywood's Rock Walk. Oh, Hall of Fame? Okay.
Yeah, the
okay,
Hollywood
Walk. All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. In 2004, yeah. The album That's the Way of the World was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. In 2007, Shining Star was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Earth, Wind, and Fire was honored with a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame, and they received the ASCAP Rhythm and Soul Heritage Award. What I found interesting also was that because of the album That's the Way of the World, Earth, Wind, and Fire became the first black act to top both the Billboard album and singles chart. They were the first black performers to receive Madison Square Garden's Gold Ticket Award for selling more than 100,000 tickets. They were the first black performers to receive the Columbia Records Crystal Globe Award for selling more than 5 million albums in foreign markets. In foreign markets, not in the States, but in foreign
right.
markets.
Right.
And, I mean, it could just goes on and on and on. I'm going to read some more as we go through the show, but I want to get into some music. So I'm going to play the title track. This was co-written by Maurice White. And how is Mr. White, by the way?
He's doing good. He's still producing and doing his thing.
Okay. All right. From the Feel Good CD, this is the title track. right. That was the title track to the Feel Good CD, a tribute to Earth, Wind, and Fire. Rolling Stone has described Earth, Wind, and Fire as innovative, precise yet sensual, calculated yet galvanizing, and also has declared that the band changed the sound of black pop. All right.
They might make it famous one day, huh?
It just might. Now, was this song Feel Good? Where was this recorded?
At Angel Sound Studios, which is my studio. And
okay.
We did pretty much all the recording there except for the choir we did at the church, actually. We did it right in the chapel.
Oh, cool. All right. Now, I miss seeing you perform with Brian, so I wanted to know first, how did you meet Brian Copeson and come to be in his band?
Oh, that was a funny one. A friend of mine, I was doing some sub work for us. They were playing a gig, and they couldn't make it, and they called me about playing in their place. And then once while we were on the phone, they were like, we just heard about a gig. It might be good for you. So I said, well, who is it? And they said, Brian Copeson. And I was like, cool, who do I call? And they didn't know who to call. So I wound up calling Ray Parker. And Ray Parker was sitting with Brian at the time I called.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, I got him right here. I'll just tell him, you know, talk to you now. So we ended up hitting it off on the phone and went out to his house and sat and talked for a long time and ended up going on the road with him for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as we speak, we're actually writing now for his next record. We write together all the time, so we're in the studio as we speak. Look out for next year. He's got a great one coming next year.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, that's
one busy man.
And we actually got one on the radio right now. It's called It's Time. You know, current record. So
he's just
like my hero.
And now, will you be performing with him in the future?
I'm sure we'll do something because we were actually supposed to go out back in March, I think it was, in January or February, March, one of them. But it ended up canceling. We were going to be part of the Funk All Stars. We're going to do something, but it ended up not happening.
Okay.
So it's still maybe in the works, you know, somewhere in the year, hopefully.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to let everyone know that the CD is available on iTunes and Amazon. You can also go to grooveshark.com and hear all of the songs there. If you just search for Feel Good Sheldon Reynolds, that's how I found it. And the list of songs will come up and you can hear it there. And that is grooveshark.com.
Yeah, you can check SheldonReynolds.com if you want to see more information about everything.
Okay. All right. All right. Now,
I have to ask him real fast, too, because there's a young saxophonist that you work with. His name is Justin Young. How did you go about talking up and producing for Justin?
Justin was the guy, when we were on the road with Brian, we did a cruise, one of the cruises off of Leaving Out of Baltimore. We did a jazz cruise. And there was this guy walking around the boat all the time, and he was just like the most entertaining guy I'd ever seen on saxophone. And he was just bouncing around everywhere all over that boat. And I was like, who is that guy, man? And his name was Justin. And we ended up hitting it off, him and his wife, on that particular cruise. And we just stayed in touch. And then when we got back here to L.A., we started talking about him doing a record or something, and we just decided to get in the studio and just try to come up with something, and that was what we came up with. And I think he's got a new one coming now, but we had a ball making that record.
Okay. And that was on Justin's Nothing But Love CD.
Yeah.
The title cut to that.
Right.
We've had him on. Very talented young man. Very talented young man.
Yeah,
he's great.
I'm praying for him because he needs to be seen because he is really just a genuine guy and genuine talent.
Mhm. 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 Now you also recorded with the group Chicago. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's a good one. I was working with a producer by the name of Peter Wolf, who produced We Built This City, and all those big records with that group. And he was a guy who constantly was calling me about different projects he'd be on at the time. And one day he called me and he said, look, I got a session for you, but I'm not sure if you can keep your composure because it's a big one. And I said, who? And he said, Chicago. I about dropped the phone. I was like, are you kidding me? So I went out, and not only did I play on the record, I played with them because they were playing like sort of live at the time, you know, all musicians playing together. And I was just like standing there just like in dreamland because this was like one of my favorite groups of all. But the funny thing is when we recorded it, it didn't come out for about 10 years.
Wow.
Because right when they recorded it, the record industry went to the toilet for their career for a minute, and they ended up being dropped from the label, from Warner Brothers, I think it was, and the record got put on the shelf and everything. And I used to tell people, I play on the Chicago record, it never came out. And about 2 years ago, I was like talking to somebody, and I said, I heard you on Chicago's record. I was like, it came out.
Finally.
Yeah, and then after I left, you know, after I was had left Earth on the Fire, then they decided to tour together. So I was like, oh man, I just missed the whole thing.
Now you have also worked with some other great artists: Stephanie Mills, Paula Abdul, the Pointer Sisters,
yes.
Playing with them. And I also read that you've done some vocal work for television and movies. Tell us about these.
Well, I'm a member of AFTRA, which is, you know, the singers union. And for a time period, I was doing a lot of commercials, and, you know, because they, you know, the commercials are, they're challenging, but they're, you know, they're 10 seconds and 30 seconds and a minute long. So you don't have as much to work on as far as the music side, although they can be very stressful in their pickiness. But we had had done a couple of commercials, and then the guy I was working with at the time got hooked up with the show Who's the Boss?
Yeah, Tony Danza. Wow.
Yeah, and was producing the music for the show as far as the I forget what you call it, but the stuff, not the theme song, but everything else. And he called me about singing an old track, Up on the Roof. And I was like, wow, for what? And he said, for a show called Who's the Boss? And it ended up being a segment where Tony Danza sitting in his Jeep or his van, and he gets to reminiscing about something, and he listens to that song, and it's actually our version instead of the original.
Wow.
And that led to a lot of commercials and TV. And nowadays, I'm doing the same thing, trying to do a lot of writing for TV and film, which a lot of musicians are doing these days. Because sometimes it's more free musically than the radio music. You know, you just get a chance to be creative and do some, you want to be John Williams and Steven Spielberg music. It's, you know, a lot of fun, you know, the Quincy Jones stuff.
Okay. And what about the soundtrack from Glory?
Same deal. It was the same group of singers. I think it was Flip Ingram, who's James Ingram's brother, and the whole group of guys that sang with them, and some of the guys that sang with Michael Jackson. I got included in that group and to sing on the soundtrack. And the scene where you have Denzel Washington and all at the campfire the night before they go out to the last battle, and then you hear him just moaning like an old-time, you know, church or Man on the Railroad type black singing. And it's not them, it's actually us singing. But you see them on the screen.
Oh, okay. Like, right, right. Oh, interesting. And you also did work on the TV show Chicago Hope.
Yeah, that's, oh my God, you're reaching way back now. Yeah, we did that too. I think it was me and Verdeen, I think, was on that together. I think I forgot now. I think that was me, Verdeen, and somebody else was part of a band that was in a scene. I'm actually taping something next week for a show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia with Danny DeVito.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when it's airing, but we're taping two segments on a show where we're going to be a 60s band. There's a bunch of us musicians I put together for a 60s band, and then we're going to come back and become a 70s band, sort of a spoof on the comedy show or whatever. But I'll post it on SheldonReynolds.com once I know when it's going to air and when we got it done.
Okay. All right.
Before we get to the next concert, I want to ask him, what's the mindset? Because I know you said that it's a little different from doing your regular writing and producing and performing with the TV work. But what is the mindset when you're going to a TV gig versus a regular performance gig?
Now, you mean in the recording or the performance?
Well, I guess as far as, you know, when somebody tells you, like, with the Tony Danza thing, I mean, how do you kind of piece it? Is it the same type of deal where you piece it together, or is it like, well, this is a TV thing, so let me kind of, make it just a different melody or something like that?
I think if anything, it's just more condensed because you got to do everything, you know, most of the times for TV and film, it's much shorter. The song length is much shorter, and you got to get to the point quicker. There's not a lot of lollygagging on there. You know, you can't do all the setup time you might want to do in a long 4 or 5 minute song. You got 30 seconds, so you got to make a point right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And melodically, a lot of times you got to pull from more of a world view of what people are going to like. You know, you can't look at it like it's hip-hop or if it's R&B or if it's rock or, you know, or jazz. It's like what, you know, as Maurice used to say, you know, making lullabies is what catches on. You make all that fancy music, but if you're singing what we call lullabies, which is very simple melodies, usually most of the world can catch on to it and dig it, as long as you put some feeling into it. But, you know, it's like, I think that's the main thing, is it's more condensed, you know, and there's a higher pressure to hurry up and get it done.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. I have a question for you from the chat room that we're going to get into another song. Tony Exum Jr. would like to know, how did you hook up with the Commodores?
There was a saxophone player who was actually from Cincinnati who was playing with him at the time, and he and the tour manager were both from Ohio. He was from Cincinnati and the tour manager was from Dayton. They both knew me from groups I had played with in Cincinnati and all that area. And when the guitar player that they had been let go, I got the call. I mean, it was just a blessing of God. I got the call. And I literally was on my way to a club to play in Cincinnati. Was at my door. Remember, we don't have cell phones back then, so once I walked out the door, there's no phone. I heard the phone ringing in the house, and I almost didn't answer because I thought I got to go to my gig. I got to hurry up. And I decided to come back and answer the phone, and it was a road manager calling saying, look, if you're interested, I got this gig in L.A., and it's a famous group. And I was like, who? And he said, the Commodores. And I was like, what time am I going to be at the airport? No, actually, to be honest, I was so green. I was like, I'd love to do it, but I can't afford to fly to L.A., And he was like, man, we're hiring you. We'll pay for the flight. Are you available? And I was like, you mean you'll pay for me to come to L.A.? I was about as green as a tree. So the next day I was in L.A. I was literally from one day I was in a club, the next day I was in L.A.
That's great. That's a great story. Okay, the next song I'm going to play is Sunday Morning. Tell me about this one.
I was born on a Sunday morning. So when we were working on the track, me and Maurice were working on the track, we kept going, the ooh, Sunday morning. We didn't know, we just started saying Sunday morning, and it just seemed right. And I said, well, I was born on Sunday morning, so I'd love to have a song by Earth, Wind & Fire called Sunday Morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it just stuck with us. And I was trying to, in the music, just make it sort of, as much as possible, not going back to the old, but at the same time, pulling the best of from the type of Earth, Wind & Fire that I loved the best,
mm-hmm.
you know, which was just that heartfelt, you know, almost God-endorsed sound, as I called it. And that's where it came from.
Okay, and I understand that this song has been nominated for a Grammy, so congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was, I think it was Best Vocal Group or something like that when we got nominated.
Oh, great. Well, congratulations. We're talking to guitarist Sheldon Reynolds, a former member of Earth, Wind, and Fire. He just released a tribute CD to the group called Feel Good. If you would like to call in and speak with Sheldon, the number is 646-716-5485. This is Sunday Morning. Drill on that sax. Wow.
Well, sorry. We got stamped that one. We had to stamp that official hot fire right there, okay? That is hot right there.
He did that in like one or two takes.
He did it in one or two takes.
He came in my studio and he was on another gig he had to go, and he had to do it in a hurry. So it was like I plugged it in, and he played about two times, and he was like, let's go.
Man, and I have to say that we've been doing this show for a while, but that's one of the best songs I've heard, period, because they don't make music like that no more. They don't. Mm-hmm. That is music right there.
Much appreciation. I thank you so much.
Yes. That's some happy. I mean, I'm sitting here doing my two-step, too, okay? My knee's hurting right now, okay? I'm too old to be doing my two-step.
That was good. Yeah. That was good. All right, definitely pick that. Is on the new Feel Good CD, tribute CD to Earth, Wind & Fire that Sheldon Reynolds released this month. You can find that on Amazon and iTunes. You want to pick that up today. That was good. I liked that. That was good. Some more little tidbits about Earth, Wind & Fire, and particularly about Maurice White. He produced for Barbara Streisand on her platinum album, Emotion. He worked with Neil Diamond on his gold album, Headed for the Future, and would share on her 87 platinum album, Share. In 2004, Earth, Wind & Fire signed an exclusive record deal with Sanctuary Urban Records Group, owned by Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's father. So now, I found this very interesting. How long did you guys stay with that label?
Actually, I had left at that point. So it was like right after I had left when they did that.
Okay.
I know there was a couple of years, but I can't remember how long.
Okay.
But now with this record, you guys are On The One Records. Now tell us about how you got with On The One Records.
One of my dear friends, Stuart Sternberg, he's a former manager of the Globetrotters, and he decided to get more and more into the music business, and we've kind of bonded and trying to make a pursuit to go along with, doing some musical stuff and bringing out some new artists and things like that. So he teamed up with Scott, and him and Scott have started this label, and we're trying to really make it a place where, people who normally don't get much attention get best of attention, because sometimes it's not what but who and sometimes you need to be somebody who can actually get you in a door to get you respected and stuff, and we're trying to be a place that brings in talent that uplifts the excellence in music, so they got together and called me and said, look, let's do something, let's start with your record, because you got this wonderful tribute, and we think it's, a flagship of that type of respect we want to command, And I said, okay. I made the record a while ago in some of these parts, but I mean, sometimes you can make a song that's just timeless, and the Earth, Wind & Fire songs are timeless anyway. So just bringing tribute to us is an honor anyhow to be involved.
Tony in the chat room says one of Sheldon's best solos is on the Earth, Wind & Fire concert DVD. In Japan, that's the end of the world. Yeah.
There's an interesting story to that, because it was an unplanned solo, because there was another guy named Dick Smith that was playing with us at the time who was supposed to do the lead guitar solo on that one. And literally just before the solo started, his guitar went out. And remember, we're filming, and it's like 25,000 people at this, this baseball stadium. It was crazy. And all of a sudden, I turned around, and he was like pointing at me, he was like, you got it. And I had, I always loved a solo, but I had never actually done it. So that whole solo right there is the blessing of God that I got through it.
Wow. All right, I want to get in one more song, and then when we come back, Sheldon, I want to ask you about the book that you and your wife wrote.
Oh, great.
Okay, so let's go with Sunshine. Tell me about this one.
One of my favorite songs from Earth, Wind & Fire was Sunshine. It was never a single, but I just love what it was singing about, and I love the melody from the original with Philip singing, and I just felt like we need to touch that song, because even though it wasn't a single, it sort of captivated, the original essence of Earth, Wind & Fire's music.
All right, this is Sunshine.
Heavenly sunshine, only you can stop. pain and the bill that only you can bring. Oh,
yeah. Hey, hey, hey. That's another I would like that.
Yes.
Oh, man, that was one of my favorite songs. I just love the melody. Just used to.
Wow.
I mean,
that is good. That
I never,
good.
Never forgot it.
And the thing about this, that it the music has that old school feel good, like you said, feel good. It's that old school vibe to it. You know?
Right.
I love that.
Exactly.
It just comes from a place where you had to live it to express it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to welcome to the chat room Fabio Mignola. He is listening from Switzerland. So welcome to the chat room, Fabio. Yeah, he's from Switzerland. We have another person in the chat room from Germany, Joe from Germany. So we got some international folks listening to you today, Sheldon.
Danke. I mean, goodness. I learned one language, and that was German. I never used it, but I went to school, and I was told to learn French, which I should have learned because that was my favorite, but I do remember some of my German, so tell them I said Danke.
Danke. All right. So tell us about this book, Under the Same Moon.
It's actually written by my wife. It says it's for both of us, but really it's her gift, and she wrote that book, and it's basically about our together and apart times. And I mean, it's a pretty frank book about what happened between us and in a beautiful sense, and some of the mistakes we both made with each other. And then some of it's about, it gets into like the family stories and stuff like that. But it's really a wonderful testament of like, just when you think it's never going to happen, God can just surprise you and just make a way for something to come back and just totally catch you on guard in the most beautiful way.
Okay. And that's available on your website for purchase?
You can go to the website, or it's, Amazon is the best place. It's probably the quickest place, Amazon.com. And
okay.
Author House is who released it, Author House.
Okay. All right. So check that book out. It's called Under the Same Moon. It was written by his wife, Marilyn. All right. Now, I have to ask you, but before we let you go, I have to ask you about this audition you did for Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God. I was doing a gig in Seattle at the time for a John Lennon tribute show, and I got this call out the blue. I mean, I say out the blue, but I think it's a blessing in a sense, but I got this call out the blue to come back to L.A. the next day, I mean, urgently, because there was an audition, and I said, well, who is it? And it was like, King of Pop. And I was like, I'm on a flight now. I literally got back the next day and did the audition. The audition went well. I didn't get the gig, but the guy who got it was my friend, and he deserved it. But just for the sake of what we all know happened afterwards, it was a treasured moment in my life because for at least, 20 minutes, I played with Michael Jackson. That's the way I see it.
Wow.
Mm.
And then, and literally, I got called for another tour to London, to England, and I was literally in England, staying at the hotel that Michael normally stayed at on the day he passed.
Oh
goodness!
So it was. I mean, literally, had just finished the show. It was a Motown tribute show I was over there for, and ironically, Motown, and we had just finished playing Wembley, the big arena there, and we're pulling up in front of the hotel, and all the TVs in the lobby of the hotel were Michael Jackson. As we were walking in, we were like, "What's going on?" And then we, got told that he had passed. At the time, they said they didn't know, but I had gotten a call from my wife and people in LA, and they were like, "It's true, he's gone." And I mean, we just, like most of the world, just stood there and stunned, But,
wow.
It was for about 15 minutes of fame. I had played with Michael Jackson, and I'll cherish it the rest of my life because he and his brothers were kind of like the real catalyst that got me to start playing music and taking it serious, because I first saw B.B. King, and it was Jimi Hendrix, and then eventually Jackson.
And do you remember, were you auditioning for a particular song, or were you just playing?
No, we played Wanna Be Starting Something. I'll never forget, because that was the first one we played, Billie Jean and Beat It. And it was for the tour, you know, the whole tour. So, you know, I would have loved to have, you know, gotten the gig, obviously. But as it stands, I mean, it became more of an event than we wanted it to be. So,
yeah. Oh, this was going to be for the his last tour, the This Is It tour?
Yeah, they auditioned. It was five of us that auditioned while I was there.
Wow. Well, at least, like you said, it was a blessing, and you got the chance, an opportunity to spend 20 minutes with Michael Jackson.
It was, you know, that was, he was my first, my second concert I ever saw was Jackson. The first one was Aretha Franklin. And, you know, I was in, and hook, line, and sinker. From the minute I saw Tito play, I was like, I want to be Tito. When I finally did meet Tito, I told him, I've been wanting to be you all my life.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Mike, do you have any more questions?
No, that's it for me. That's it.
Well, Sheldon, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to talk to you and to talk to you about this new CD, Feel Good.
Hey, I appreciate it, and God bless everybody, and just, you know, let's all just be good to each other as best we can. I believe in that if we send out good, good will return.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. And tell everyone once again where they can pick up the CD.
iTunes, Amazon.com, and if you go to On The One Records, any one of those three, definitely. And if you just need information about what I'm doing, SheldonReynolds.com. That's the best place.
Yeah, and thank you for, like I said, giving us that great music. I mean, the music is just on fire. I mean, love that. Love the music.
Hey, man,
and,
as the song says, it's all about love. That's all it is. And love makes
that. That's right. So if somebody woke up to you one day, man, and asked you, are you and Michael Reynolds brothers or something, man, just go ahead and just go with it.
Yeah,
just
I'll just say, yes, we're brothers.
That's right. So just go with it.
The funny thing is Feel Good is actually co-written with a guy named Ken Reynolds.
Oh, wow, okay.
Me, my wife, Marilyn, and Maurice, and a guy named Ken Reynolds, who actually was the meat of the track itself. And we're related, but we used to go around saying we were brothers, so.
There you go.
We got another brother in. Now we got another brother.
That's right,
brother,
you got another brother out here. That's right.
Separated at birth.
Well,
that's right.
Mike, you got to be the oldest. I'm not taking the oldest. I'm going to take the youngest.
He's
going to be the baby.
Yeah, I'll be the baby. I'll be the spoiled one.
That's so cool. Thanks again, Sheldon. And I want to let you, Sheldon, before you hang up, Sheldon, I want to let you know that Stuart is on the phone. So I just wanted to bring Stuart back on. Stuart?
Oh, Stuart, the man behind the magic.
Yeah. Are you there? Hey, Stuart. I just wanted to say thank you for your assistance in getting, you know, Sheldon scheduled and everything, and for sending us the music. Thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate all your help and support, too. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. All right. Well, you gentlemen have a great day. And happy Mother's Day to your wives, sisters, you know, and your family. Happy Mother's Day to them.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. All right, that was Sheldon Reynolds. His new CD is called Feel Good. It is a tribute CD to Earth, Wind, and Fire. You can pick that up on Amazon.com and iTunes. I almost said iZunes. iTunes. And check out Sheldon on SheldonReynolds.com. He is also on Facebook.
Yeah.
All right, that's a great CD. I love what we played so far. I love that music. So, good music, good CD.
That's that old school 70s vibe, that good music, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, tomorrow we are talking to a guitarist from Italy. His name is Phil Solera, about his new CD, One Way Ticket. You want to join us for that tomorrow. And on Monday, we're talking to Philip Brooks about his new CD as well. So tune in for that. Those two shows this coming week, next 2 days. And let me thank those in the chat room. It's Anisha, Anita, Fabio from Switzerland. Thanks for joining us, Fabio. All of the guests, CO604 and Tony Exum Jr. Thank you all for hanging out with us in the chat room today. I could not do this show without playing a song by Earth, Wind, and Fire, and there were so many to choose from. So I chose Let's Groove. I'm going to close the show with that. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again tomorrow. Until then, keep it smooth.